Lesson 1. Sanskrit by cassette. The Sanskrit alphabet. The first letter of the Sanskrit alphabet is the first sound that can be pronounced. It's the only unmodified sound, unmodified by any shaping of the mouth or the lips. Simply by taking a breath and opening the mouth, the sound comes. Ah. 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 Look at the visual form of the letter A on the first page of your manual, the color-coded alphabet sheet. A. A. Use this visual reminder to locate the actual vibration of the sound in the throat. A. Look on page 1 of the alphabet positions, where you can see the full diagram, and notice the arrow pointing to position 1 in the throat, guttural. A is a guttural sound. Repeating it continuously, feel the vibration in the throat, just exactly as you see it depicted in the diagram. A. Feel it striking in the throat again and again. A. A. Ah, ah, ah. Feel how it remains in the back of the mouth, does not move forward in any way towards the lips or the teeth or further along the roof of the mouth. It remains in the throat. Feel it. Ah, 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 ah. Feel each letter of the alphabet as an energy, a power, a vibration that strikes along a particular point on the roof of the mouth. There are 5 basic positions. This is position 1. The first sound is naturally in position 1, guttural. Feel it again. Ah, 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 ah. If you continue to pronounce the sound, you may even begin to feel a dryness in that particular part of the mouth. A is guttural, position 1. It's also short in its duration. It has 1 beat, or in Sanskrit, 1 matra. Again, referring to the original alphabet page, look at the second letter. The second letter is a variation of the first. You can see its similarity in visual form. The difference here is that the second letter has 2 measures. It's a lengthening of the first. In one sense, the entire alphabet evolves out of the original sound, a. If you lengthen the letter a, the sound that you get in the Sanskrit alphabet is ah, 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 ah. Not only is there a lengthening, but there's also a widening of the mouth. The upper jaw separates from the lower jaw. There's an upward expansion. Feel how your mouth expands upwards as you pronounce the letter ah, ah, ah. Also notice a sustaining of vibration at position 1. Look at the diagram and within your own mouth feel just as if you're experiencing that point that you see in the diagram, pointing at position 1, feeling it as vibration in your mouth. Ah, ah, ah. Ah. Now compare the two. Ah. 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 Think of each letter of the Sanskrit alphabet as an energy, a power. It's important to give up the old concepts of sounds as letters, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. but rather to feel them as energies and powers. So as we go through the alphabet, feel as though we're going on a tour of the inside of the mouth. Another way to help discover the power and energy of each individual sound is to, especially with these vowel sounds, is to let each one vibrate continuously. So join in. Ah. Feel the vibration in the throat continuously. Ah. Each letter of the Sanskrit alphabet is, in a way, a modification of the sound a. It's as though a is the primary power which drives the entire language, which directs and empowers all the other sounds of the Sanskrit language. If you say a, a, or a continuously, and then you begin to shape the mouth and roll the sound forward towards the lips, notice what happens. If you continue to create this perfect continuum of sound from the throat all the way to the lips, you'll be able to select from that continuum three perfect simple vowel sounds. Try it. I-U. The next vowel sound is E, located at position 2. E. 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 See page 2. Of the alphabet position section. Notice the arrow is pointing to position 2. Palate. These letters are known as palatal. Feel the vibration striking now, not in the throat, but at position 2. Notice how the tongue has changed position so that the sound can be directed there. E. 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 E, 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 E. Feel as though an energy hammer is striking at position number 2, the palate. E, 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 E. Again, a short vowel sound, one matra. Compare the short vowel sound at position 1, a, with a short vowel sound at position 2. E, a, e, a, e, a, e, a, e, a, 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 e, 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 a, 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 e, e, e. The fourth letter of the Sanskrit alphabet. Lengthening the vowel sound E at position 2, sustaining it, giving it 2 matras, it becomes E, 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 E. Notice at position 2 the sustained vibration of energy. E, 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 and compare it with the sustained sound at position 1. Ah, E, ah, E, ah, E, ah, E. The two sounds at position 2, short, one matra, E. Long, two matras, E. Compare. E. 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 Again, position one. Ah. 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 Position two. E. 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 Read the first four letters on the alphabet sheet at the beginning of the manual. Ah, e, e, ah, e, e, ah, e, e. But as you read the letters, feel that the letters are only indicating, directing your attention to the vibrations occurring in your own mouth. Ah, e, e, ah. Ah, e, e. If we again create the continuum from the throat all the way to the lips, we can feel the natural third vowel sound. I. Ooh, at the lips. Skipping positions four and five, we come to the lips to get the third simple group or pair of vowel sounds. Ooh. 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 One matra, short. Ooh. 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 Feel the vibration of the lips. Ooh. 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 Lengthening the sound, giving it two matras. Ooh. 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 Compare the two. Ooh. Color-coded alphabet sheet. Ah, ah, e, e, ooh, ooh. Position one. Ah, ah. Position two. E, e. Position five at the lips. Ooh, ooh. Ah, ah, e, e, ooh. In other words, if you make a simple vowel sound like a in the throat, at the palate you get e. If you do exactly the same thing at the lips, you get oo. If you make a long vowel sound like ah in the throat, at the palate you get e, and at the lips you get oo. Listen to all six letters, read them, and as you're reading them, feel the movement of energy from the throat to the palate to the lips. Ah, ah, e, e, ooh, ooh. Ah, ah, e, e, ooh, ooh. Ah, ah, e, e, ooh, ooh. Ah. Ah, e, e, ooh, ooh. On the color-coded alphabet sheet, the second line consists of vowels that are created from the vowel sounds that we've just learned. But in the order of the alphabet, we go to the third line for the remaining simple vowel sounds. Notice the simple vowel sounds are all written in black. The remaining simple vowel sounds on the third line are located at positions three and four. These vowel sounds are not as obvious as the ones that we discovered when we made the continuum from the throat all the way to the lips. I-u. But if we make that continuum and focus more detailed attention to position 3 and position 4, listen for the vowel sounds there. Notice that what allows you to focus a more distinct sound at position 3 is the rolling of the tongue. Go to the alphabet positions, page 4. Notice the location of position 3. You can feel it in your own mouth if you take your thumb up behind the teeth. You can feel the slope going up, and as soon as you reach the roof of the mouth, that point where the upward slope stops at the roof, that is the location of position 3, which is called cerebral. The way to pronounce a vowel sound at position 3 is by lightly bringing the tongue very, very close to that point, even lightly touching it, while pronouncing a sound very much like a. So if you say the sound a and then slowly raise your tongue to that position, you will get the vowel sound at position 3, the simple vowel sound. Arr, arr, arr. But this sound must be uniquely located at position 3, so the has to be taken away. When is taken away, the vowel sound we get is r, r. R, 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 R. R is a vowel sound in the Sanskrit language. What is it that makes a letter a vowel? A vowel can be pronounced independently. R is pronounced independently. A vowel also enables you to pronounce a consonant. Take, for example, the consonant k. K cannot be pronounced without a vowel. Try to pronounce k without a vowel. All you get is a clicking sound. But using the vowels that we've already learned, k, ka, ki, ki, ku, ku. And now we have the seventh vowel, r. Use it to pronounce the letter k, kr, kr, kr. R is a short vowel sound. One matra, like a in the throat. I at the palate, position 2. Now position 3, the short vowel sound, r. And the short vowel sound at the lips, we have 4 basic vowel sounds. A, I, R, U. A, I, R, U. And just as the first 3 vowel positions have their respective long sounds, A, I, U, so also R at position 3 has the long vowel sound. Ri, 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 ri. One matra, r. Two matras, ri. Short, r. Long, ri. The vowel sound at position 4, the simple vowel at position 4, is created in exactly the same way as R is at position 3. If you say A and slowly raise your tongue up in slight contact with the upper teeth, you get this sound. Al, al, al. and then removing the a and isolating the sound, which is purely at the teeth, we get ul, ul. If the tongue, as it's vibrating at the teeth, is drawn backwards, the vowel sound becomes lr, 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 lr. This sound rarely appears in usage. It exists in only one word actively in the Sanskrit language. Theoretically, there is a long variation of lr, which could be pronounced lri. But since this exists in not a single word in the Sanskrit language, it will not be covered here in this lesson. Now we have a basic vowel sound at each of the five positions. Position one, a. Position two, I. Position three, r. Position four, lr. Position five, u. And at four of those positions, we have a long variation. One, a. Two, e. Three, ri. And five, u. This completes the basic vowel sounds. While reading these letters on the color-coded alphabet sheet, feel their vibration at each of their respective positions. A, a. I, I. U, u. Third line, r, ri. Lr. Again, a, a. I, I. U, u. R, ri. Lr. Going to line two on the alphabet sheet and page six in the alphabet position section. The next letter is a combination of the vowel sounds occurring at position one and position two. If we take a at position one and I at two and find a sound which combines the two of them, which fills the space between a and I. A, I, a, I, a, I, a, I, a, I, a, 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 a. We get the sound a. It's very important to feel in your mouth how a is a combination of a and I. First of all, notice that I is the final stopping point of the sound a. If you say a continuously and dwell at the very end of the a sound, you'll notice that that sound is very similar to the original vowel sound at position two, e. A, e, a, e, a. Notice how both the sounds A and the original vowel sound at position two, E, do not proceed further in the mouth than position two. Both stop at position two. E actually is only located at position two. Compare once more. A, E, A, E, A, E. But notice what's different about the two sounds. The simple vowel sound, I, and the complex vowel sound, A. I is simple. It's located only at one position. I, I, I. It's a point. I, I, I. But the complex sound, A, is dynamic. It moves from a position behind up to position two, where I is located. A, A, A. Now compare the two sounds. First, continuously repeating E, and then coming in with A. And notice that A has an extra force not found in the first letter, E. E, 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 A, E, 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 A. If you observe carefully, you can feel that E is located simply at position 2, but A has a force which is coming from behind and stopping at position 2. The force which is behind is the original power of A. But the blending of A and E together into one sound gives us a sound which sounds neither exactly like A nor like E, but a combination of the two. A, A, A. Another way to feel this is if you feel your mouth position at A, and then the more closed position at E. A, E. Feel how your mouth is moving from a slightly more open to a more closed position. A, E. You can feel it in your lips. A, E. A, E. Exaggerate it a little bit. A, E. A, E. As if you're smiling when you say E, spreading the lips wide apart. A, E. A, E. Notice this exact same movement is present, that movement from A to E, when you pronounce the letter A. A, A. When you say A, you start with the slightly more open position of A, and you end with the lips spread wider apart in the position of E. A, 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 A. The letter A is a dynamic force moving from position 1 to position 2, a combination of the letters A and E. A is considered to be a strengthening of the letter E. In Sanskrit, there's a technical term for this, known as guna. The guna of E is the letter which at times in Sanskrit replaces E. E frequently will change to the letter A. How does this occur? By strengthening the sound E with the original power, A. The force of A coming behind and striking at E gives us the guna of E. E becomes A. A is, of course, also its own unique letter, but it has a very intimate relationship with the vowel sound E and the long variation E as well. So the guna of E or E is A. How do we get the guna of E or E, the strengthening of E or E? By directing the primary power of A from position 1, from source, from the back, forward, to position 2, the location of E and E. A, A, A. So feel again how E or E is the simple vowel sound. A is its strengthening or guna. E, E, A, E, E, A, E, E, A. The guna of E and E is A. How do we get the guna? Direct the power of A to E or E. A plus E or E gives us the guna form, A. Notice on the alphabet sheet that A is placed directly underneath E. The next letter immediately following A is a further strengthening. If we place again the vowel sound A, the original power, the original force of the Sanskrit language, the first vowel sound A, before the vowel we've just created, A, 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 I, 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 we get the next vowel sound, I. The first of the two, A, is a blending of a and e in which neither sound is heard distinctly. In the case of this letter, ie, you can hear the elements of a and the elements of e. I. Again, the mouth position begins with a, position one, and it ends at e, position two. But in passing from one to two, the mouth expands. It opens wider. I. In the case of the previous letter, a, the mouth did not open wider before closing down to position two. It went directly in a straight line. You can see this reflected in the diagrams on pages 6 and 7. In the case of the first letter on 6, A, you'll see a straight triangle. With the letter I on page 7, you can see the black area moves along the roof of the mouth from position 1 to 2. Compare the two again. A, I. Both letters are combinations of position 1 and 2. The first is contracted, direct. A. The second is expanded. It rolls along the roof of the mouth from position 1 to 2. I. This letter I is considered to be a double strengthening of I and E. The technical term in Sanskrit for this is vriddhi. Vriddhi literally means expansion. The expansion, the full expansion of I and E is the letter I. Or the double strengthening of I and E is the letter I. Occasionally, the letters I or E will transform, expand into the letter I. The single strengthening again of I or E is the guna form, A, given on page 6. A is the guna of I or E. A, the single strengthening, guna of I or E. I is the vriddhi, or double strengthening, of I or E. The identical principles used in creating these two letters can now be applied to a combination of the letters A and U. A, U. So directly underneath the letters U and U, the last two letters of the first line, we'll find a guna and vriddhi form, which are a combination of A plus U. If we completely blend together the sounds A at position 1 and U at position 5, ow, 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 o, 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 we get the letter O. You can see this letter represented on page 8 of the alphabet positions. O is a combination of A and U. Notice when you're pronouncing O that when you get to the end of the O, you end up at position 5, the position of the basic vowel sound, U. O. The final limit of the vowel sound O. What does O have that U does not? Compare the two. Repeat U continuously and then feel as you pronounce O that it's got a force that comes from behind, something more than the simple vowel sound at position 5. U. U, 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 O. U, 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 U. U, O. U, 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 O. Feel how O has has a force, a power coming from behind that the simple vowel sound u does not have. That power is the original force of the language, a. Notice how o is a continuum from the mouth position a to the more closed position of u at the lips. First compare the separate sounds. As mouth positions, feel your lips. A, u, a, u, a, u. Position 1, a. Position 5, u. A continuum from position 1 to position 5, o. Closing directly down from the more open position of 1 to the more closed position of 5. O. O. Compare the two. A. U. O. A. U. O. A. U. O. O is a complete blending of the vowel sounds a and u, a contraction of a and u, where you neither hear the a nor the u, but they blend into a new sound. O is a strengthening of the vowel sound u or u. O is the guna of u or u, just as a was the guna of I or e. Notice how both gunas are represented in the color blue. The guna of u or u is o. How do we form the guna of u or u? Take the primary power from the source position 1, direct it forwards to position 5. A, u, and we get the guna form o. O is the guna or single strengthening of u or u. A further strengthening is accomplished by placing another a in front of the guna form o. A plus o. The primary power of a one more time, making it a double strengthening. A, o, ao, 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 ao. The vriddhi form is ao. By strengthening the guna with the primary power of a, we get the double strengthening, ow, or the complete expansion, ow. Ow is the complete expansion, or the double strengthening of the original simple vowels, u and u. Ow is the vriddhi of u, or u. What's the difference between o, the guna form, and ao, the vriddhi form? Compare on pages 8 and 9. The guna form, o, is a direct triangle, a direct closing from position 1 down to position 5, whereas ao, the vriddhi form, combining the exact same mouth positions, 1, a, and 5, u, before closing from 1 to 5, expands wider first. Ow, ow. And the effect is to have the sound rolling along the roof of the mouth. You can see this represented in the diagram on page 9 by the black area. Compare the diagrams on page 8 and page 9 and feel the difference between the guna sound o and the vriddhi sound ao. O, ow, o, ow, o, ow. Now compare both positions, the guna and vriddhi moving from position 1 to 2, and the guna and vriddhi moving from position 1 to 5. From 1 to 2, a, guna, a, vriddhi, I, A, I, A, I, and the respective guna vriddhi positions from 1 to 5. O, ow. O, ow. A, I. O, ow. A, I. O, ow. Now see if you can experience guna as a force of language. Guna is the same force whether it's directed to position 2 or position 5. Feel it as a force directed from the throat to a secondary position. A, O, A, O, A, O, A, O. Likewise, vriddhi is a force of language. Vriddhi is the same force whether directed to position 2 or to position 5. Try to feel what's unique about the quality of a vriddhi sound. Ai, ow, ai, ow, ai, ow. Again, read the second line on the alphabet color code sheet. A, I, O, ow. And as you're reading, feel the forces moving in your mouth. A, I, O, ow. A, I, O, ow. A, I, O, ow. This completes the vowel sounds. There are two other sounds accompanying the vowel sounds, and they're shown at the end of line 3. Both of these signs represent the most natural endings and the most commonly used endings, the most commonly used ways of completing a vowel sound. The easiest way to end a sound is by closing your mouth. If, while pronouncing the vowel sound a, you close your lips, you will get the sound The green dot placed above the letter a is known as anusvara. It represents the closing of the lips and the creation of a nasal sound because the vibration is now directed up through the nasal passage rather than moving out through the lips. This anusvara can be placed above any vowel sound. If you visualize the dot being placed above each letter of the first row, you get the sounds im, second row, aim, aim, om, aum, third row, rim, rim, lrim. The final sound shown in the third row as two dots placed after the letter a is another ending. The other most natural way to complete the pronunciation of a sound is to end the breath. Once there's no more breath to go out, no more sound can be produced. These two dots placed after the letter a, in this case, are called visarga. They represent a final hard breath striking in the throat. A. A. Hard in the sense that there's no accompanying resonance in the throat, as there would be in the sound ha, ha. Notice the difference. When you say ha, there's a resonance in the throat. But with this closing breath, there is no resonance, just a hard strike. Ah, ah, ah. The breath comes up and strikes in the throat. It's considered to be a guttural sound. At times, this sound can have the quality of echoing the vowel sound which it follows. Aha, aha, aha. but it should not become the sound ha. Aha. Aha. Ha would be a separate consonant sound all by itself and could take all the different vowel forms ha, ha, he, he, hu, hu. It's a consonant which requires a vowel sound to be pronounced. This letter is a sound which completes a vowel sound by throwing out the breath. It's called, once again, visarga. Placed after each of the vowel sounds, it sounds like this. The first row. Aha. Ah. Ihi. E. Uhu. Uh. Second row. A. Ai. Oh. Au. We've completed the entire vowel group. It's useful to chant these sounds in sequence in order to learn them. We'll take the first row and then the second row combined with the final two sounds, anusvara and visarga. Aha, I, I, u, u, a, I, o, aho, aha. Aha, I, I, u, u. Ai, o, aho, aha. Aha, I, I, u, u. Ai, o, aho, aha. Aha, I, I, u, u. Ai, o, aho, aha. R, ri, lr. R, ri, lr.